Welcome, folks. I hope you're having the greatest day of your life today. My name is Earl B. Hunter Jr. Welcome to the third episode of It's Bigger Than Camping. This is the greatest pod show you ever want to hear, see. Folks, we don't twist arms. We twist hearts. We don't call folks out. We call folks in. Listen, I'm the founder of Black Folks Camp 2. Here at Black Folks Camp 2, we invite and welcome folks into the outdoors, and we increase unity in the outdoor community and beyond. Today, I want to introduce someone that I know. Someone is amazing. Someone's incredible. Someone I met along the way almost 5 years ago when Black Folks Camp 2 was started. And he's been not only a friend, but he's been a component of Black Folks Camp 2. And folks, he's an incredible guy. And he may be, and I'm telling you, he may be the only person that actually talks a little bit more than I do. So I want to introduce my man, Mike Hesse from Blue Ox. Blue Ox is a dope company. They're incredible. They're almost a 100-year-old company, and they're located in Nebraska. And folks, without further ado, I just want you to know who Mike Hesse is. So I'm gonna allow Mike Hesse to come on and tell you who he is. So Mike, take over the It's Bigger Than Camping show. It's on you, baby.
Good morning, Earl, and thank you for that introduction. I can't take it, like, get chills every time I talk with you, because you are, like, I like to think I'm a positive, exciting person. Man, you take the cake, and I love it, and I just hope that I can bring the same energy you do, because you're amazing. What you're doing for the outdoor industry is phenomenal. Obviously, we got involved in Black Folks Camp 2 right away. It was the right thing to do. We absolutely need to diversify our customer base in the camping world, in the RV world. It's huge. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And again, for you having me on your third episode,
yes, sir,
of It's Bigger Than Camping, yeah, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of that and the gratitude I have for that. So thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Mike, before you get started, hold on now, Mike. I gotta say this, Mike. Listen, brother. You're not just a part of the industry for me. Man, you're my friend. Mike, you're my friend, brother. Anytime a person invites me to their wedding, listen, you are my friend. So let me just set this up for everybody before you start talking and telling everybody how incredible you are. You know, folks, this is it's Bigger Than Camping show, right? And this show, we're going to talk about camping, but really, we're going to get to know Mike Hesse. We're going to get to know this man, what he's been able to do. And like he said early, Mike and Blue Ox, they got involved with our company early on because they saw a need to invite and welcome particularly emerging demographics. And folks, this man, you know, a lot of folks do a lot of kumbayaan, but this cat right here understands ROI, and not only just return on investment, but in return on inclusion. So Mike, you know, as you introduce yourself, I don't want you to hold back. I want you to gloat and brag and tell everybody all about you and what you all are doing at Blue Ox. And then we're going to talk a little personal stuff too about how incredible you are, my brother.
Well, and Earl, appreciate that. I'm able to brag about myself because, for starters, because I've got amazing people around me, right? Like, I have the most amazing people that I get to work with every day, and they are my friends, right? They're my friends. They're my family. You know, they're my spouse. It's how we've been able to build Blue Ox, right? It started. We're a family owned. We're really kind of a fun family owned company story that I'm fourth generation. We've been around this year 100 years, right? August 8th, you got to be in Pender, Nebraska for our 100th year birthday. All right,
I'm coming.
I got to have you there. But we started off on the family farm 100 years ago making agricultural equipment, right? We're making cattle oilers. It just sprayed a small little mist of oil on cattle to keep insects off it. And then we evolved into more agricultural products. And then my dad diversified us back into the late 80s, early 90s with the acquisition of a very small tow bar company called Blue Ox. It was a little four-person operation out of California. He moved it to our plant in Penner, Nebraska. We had manufacturing space. Made sense to diversify, especially after going through the farm crisis in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And we really just have built that in such a big way. And, you know, I got to work for my dad throughout high school and college back in the 90s. Then I went and did my own thing, which was fantastic because it gave me different perspective, right? It wasn't just my own, you know, it was just the family perspective. It was the different perspective, but I was able to grow a smaller company into a very large company by the ideals and the work ethic and taking care of the customer that I learned from my father, right? Right, and on. He learned from his, and he learned from his. So it's, we have that, we just try to take care of the customer in a major way. So when my dad passed away 10 years ago, and I got back involved, and I really got back involved about 7 or 8 years ago when I bought the business out of trust, we have just grown Blue Ox in such a different way. And it's, we're doing so many different products. We're in the aftermarket space. It's not like the major industry in the RV industry, but we have such a strong brand name. And it's one, because of quality, but two, it's because of the people. And that's what I love, right? Mm-hmm. And we have, and now we are in the flat towing space, right? Motorhome pulling a Jeep down the road. We're by far and away number one in flat towing with tow bars, base plates, braking systems, and we're going to continue to grow on that. Weight distribution hitches for travel trailers, like the iconic Airstreams. We're number one in weight distributions by weight distribution hitches by far and away. And part of it, again, is quality, value-added products. But two, it's because we take care of the customer. And that's what we do. So that's, you know, just a little bit about us. You know, one thing to know about me, if I'm going to brag about myself, I'm bragging about my people. And the ingenuity and what we have, it's because we are successful in a struggling RV market right now because of our people. So we're going to keep investing in them and keep growing.
Well, let's think about this, Mike. You know, there's a lot of folks out there listening to this podcast. They have no idea what an RV is. They've never been in an RV. Some have never seen an RV before. Folks don't know what distribution means when it comes to pulling different cars and trailers and things of that nature. Listen, so Mike, let's try to educate the listener for a second. You know, you think about your company, right? And you think about an RV, which is a recreational vehicle, right? And those recreational vehicles are towable. That means that you can pull one behind your truck or your car. And then they're also drivable RVs, the ones you just hop into the front seat and drive. You're sitting on the chassis and just driving just like a car or a truck or a semi and however that feels, okay? Let's just stay right there for a minute. Your company, Blue Ox, your company, if I own the RV, let's just think, if I own a motorhome, I'm driving the motorhome, exactly, tell the folks exactly what you offer, because I drive a motorhome, how can you enhance my experience?
All right, so a lot of times you go drive a motorhome, right? And it's great. Again, RV is fantastic. It's a fantastic lifestyle, but you go to the campground, right? And let's say you're a young family, you have a motorhome, you go to the campground, and oops, you forgot milk, right? Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to just unhook everything and basically pack everything up in your motorhome and then drive to the grocery store to grab your milk? No, you don't want to do that. So what everyone does is they are what they call flat towing their towed vehicle. So we make the tow bars that are mounted onto the motorhome. We also manufacture the base plates as well that you hook up to. And the beautiful thing is we have unique technology where we have removable tabs, so you don't even see the base plate in front of the vehicle, right? It's a beautiful thing. And so we have probably 80-ish% of that market share. Ooh. In the space. It's a big compliment that we get when it comes to flat towing, and it's Blue Ox is as synonymous is you know, as like Kleenex is to tissue wipes, right?
Or as Black Folks Camp 2 to camping.
100%, 100%. That's what I meant to say, Earl. And so, but it's, we have, and that is something that it's a brand that my dad started building back in the 90s and 2000s. And how we built it was going to all the consumer rallies, right? It didn't matter what the rally was. We were there and right. We went out and we pushed and we promoted and we supported. And it was that grassroots approach
right. That
really kind of launched Blue Ox into us, because this stuff just doesn't happen overnight. Now, in the weight distribution world, our market share grab has basically happened since COVID, right? Over the last 5 years, we went from having a very small percentage of the market share to the majority of the market share right. When it comes to weight distribution. And a lot of that was, yes, we're talking to the end user, but us working with the dealerships mm-hmm. On having a value-added product that is better for them to install. It's easier, more user-friendly for the customer. And it's growing it like that. But we, to this day, Earl, we continue, Blue Ox continues with what my dad started back in the 90s, going mm-hmm. to all these rallies. In fact, my wife and I are going to be going to the FMCA rally in Perry, Georgia next month and doing a seminar with RV, with our friends at RV There Yet, and Kevin and Patrice. And right. we're just going to be there talking with our customers, right?
Right.
We want to learn what they like about Blue Ox, what they don't, what we can do to improve that.
That's awesome. And here's the thing for our listeners and for the folks again, who are really just understanding folks, we're here with Mike Hesse with Blue Ox. Blue Ox is an incredible company making amazing products that help tow your cars behind your motorhomes and also tow your travel trailers and things of that nature. Listen, let me just put in perspective what Mike just said to you all. Listen, if you're driving down the amazing highway, you're traveling, and you see a big motorhome, a big RV pulling a car, that's probably a Blue Ox actually hitch or a device actually pulling that particular vehicle. Is that right, Mike?
That is correct.
All right.
That is correct.
Well, also, so if you see a truck or car or any vehicle pulling a trailer, a travel trailer, a fifth wheel, or particularly a travel trailer, it is probably a hitch or a device used and actually pulled and made by Blue Ox. Is that what you're saying, Mike?
That's what I'm saying. And you actually made a very nice entry. We are very much starting to pick up more and more market share in the fifth wheel hitch world as well. So this is just a thing. We have a single point connection piece that is doing very, very well. We developed some value-added concepts where we use a true kingpin connection. There's no adapters that break anything else. It's just, there's no chucking. I mean, it makes for the smoothest ride. And we're coming out with a slider version of that at the end of this year. So we continue to develop new, very much more user-friendly products for the consumer. And we keep going out and taking market share. And Earl, I want to, you came out, like you said, 4 or 5 years ago toward the facility. Yep. When you come out August 8th for our 100th year birthday, you're going to go through the new plant. And so we have, since you were out, we've more than doubled the square footage of our facility. We now have 240,000 square feet of production space, right? And during this plant expansion, and why we're doing this is because we're going and taking market share. I know, and again, I'm biased, right?
Mike, you're going to take market share, baby.
But my products are the best for the customer. I want to put the customer in the best possible product so they have the greatest experience, right? We always say we want to make the journey as great as the destination. And that's what Blue Ox does for the customers, helping to get from point A to point B. So the vision was during COVID, obviously everyone's business ballooned, but we wanted to take market share. And I have three pillars in my businesses, or all my businesses, right? But Blue Ox is my biggest, and that's what I concentrate on most. And it's one, we build quality products. Two, we provide unrelenting customer support. Number three, we always do the right thing. And during COVID, no one had product, right? Blue Ox did because we had automation. But if we were going to go take more market share, I needed to build a plant that could produce, right? So we invested for a small little family-owned company. We invested $15 million in this plant expansion and putting our money where our mouth is. And even though, again, the RV industry over the last couple of years, we've lost some ground in regards to units sold, Blue Ox's business continues to grow. And we are well primed, and we're and I'm now putting it out there because we're going to be adding another 80 to 100,000 square feet in 2026 to help support our new lines, which is getting us into the automotive space. So again, some value-added products. But the biggest thing that I have now, Earl, is we put in a TTX E-coat paint line at the plant in Penner, Nebraska. And what that means is, you know, E-coating is what all automobile makers use so that the underbodies of vehicles in North America don't rust. We're the only RV aftermarket parts company that has that. So, but we don't just E-coat, we also powder coat. So that combination, we have the best rust protection for our products in the industry. Again, just doing the right thing for the customer is what we're doing.
Well, basically what you're saying, Mike, and what I've heard from you is that you guys offer amazing product.
Yes, sir.
You're the best thing since sliced bread. you're taking market share.
Yes.
You're driving around the country, you and your wife. I've seen y'all so many times all around the country looking like the movie Tommy Boy selling brake pads. Y'all are out there driving it. You're out there just like we are as a company, Black Folks Camp 2. We've partnered on many different things. Let me tell folks, under the sound of my voice, Blue Ox and Mike Hesse was one of the first, if not the first manufacturing company that partnered with Black Folks Camp 2 because he, his family, his friends, and all the folks around him saw the need to invite and welcome more folks into the outdoor industry. But also, there's a big case out there for the emerging demographics, okay? So they make an amazing product. They do well. Mike is incredible. His family is great. The customer service is amazing. His employees are amazing. But I got to tell y'all something about Mike as well. Mike has another business. He has an incredible business also that is outside of the U.S. And Mike, I would like you to talk about that business because that business is also something that our listeners would probably want to hear.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Earl. I didn't know you're going to go down this route, but this is phenomenal. This is something I'm very passionate about as well. Okay. So, even though I live in the Midwest, I love boats. I've always loved boats, just, you know, but on lakes. And about 13 years ago, I started vacationing on an island called Turks and Caicos.
Right on.
And when I went down there, took my kids down there, I started going out on this boating company called Caicos Dream Tours. And I eventually became friends with the owner, became friends with the crew. And about 8 years ago, seven, eight years ago, was talking with the owner, was coming down, and he was stressed out, I guess, about living on a beautiful tropical island, and said he needed to sell the company. And on a whim, I said, sell it to me.
Wow.
Obviously, we did our due diligence over the course of time, but I bought Caicos Dream Tours 7 years ago and put one of our guys down, right? Put one of our guys down to, he's a Blue Ox guy, right? Hesse Enterprises guy. He, like how I operate, he operates.
Right.
And we just took that. It was all about taking care of the customer, giving the guest the best possible experience. And I'm happy to say that since we bought the company, we've more than doubled the size of the business. Like, we have partnerships with the RV dealerships and our customers in the United States. We do the same thing with the resorts down on island. You go to a resort, they're going to be pushing and promoting Caicos Dream Tours. And it's kind of fun. My wife and I go down on island. We were actually after the RV distributor show season for the first month of January, we went down for 2.5 weeks. And a lot of people are like, oh, you're down there vacationing? Not so much, right? We're down there working, but we're seeing, and now I love it because we don't just do business with people, right? The people we do business with become our friends. So I've got so many friends in the RV industry, obviously no bigger than you, my friend, but you know, there's so many like that. Same thing down on island, and it's down in the Turks and Caicos. So what we do, what Caicos Dream Tours does is we provide boat tours. We got a morning tour. We got an afternoon tour. We've got a number of very large catamarans. So we'd go out on group trips or private excursions. Right. And we actually have a luxury day yacht down there as well. And it's fun. So we're able to take guests out and they have the time of their lives. And what I get, because Providenciales, which is the main island in the Turks and Caicos island chains, it has a beach there called Grace Bay Beach, which is always the number one beach in the Caribbean and advised for the number one beach in the world every year.
Right.
And it's great, right? And the restaurants down there are fantastic, but it's a desert island, right? It's right. Not like Jamaica or the DR where it's mountainous, right? It's flat. So right. After a few days of you know, sitting on the beach, looking at the most beautiful water in the world, people start twiddling their thumbs. What are they going to do? Let's go on a boat. So you go on one of my boats, you go on Caicos Dream Tours, and the feedback we get is every review we have was highlight of our trip, going out on Caicos Dream Tours, because we're basically taking you island hopping, going around, feeding you amazing food, right? At the same time, getting that island experience. Our captains and crew have been Caicos Dream Tours, longest standing boat company on the island. We've been around for 20 plus years.
Right on.
My three main captains have been there since the beginning. Hmm. And we just and now we have this process, right? So we have the best island, we've been the best captain on island, and we've taken him off the water somewhat. Why? So that he's training. So I love it, because 5-6 years ago we had some of these 18-year-old kids coming in, right? And they were like, and then they became mates, and then they became the head mates, and now it was when we were just down there, they became captains.
Right.
And it's so fantastic, because we have this process of building people up in every one of our companies we have. So making sure that we're getting all of our employees the right information, giving them the right training to succeed. And we want everyone in our team to be able to exceed and just to grow within Hesse Enterprises and all of our companies.
Right on. So Mike, so one of the reasons why I brought that up, and I threw you a little curveball, you're right. And the reason why I threw you that curveball, you see, Mike, this show is called It's Bigger Than Camping, right?
Right.
And it is bigger than camping. However, though, we at Black Folks Camp too, we started this company because we knew that a lot of folks of color, particularly Black folks, are not camping and have not camped and have not RV'd and have not been in these spaces. However, though, the reason why I like you, Mike, the reason why I think you're interesting, the reason why you're on the show, the reason why you're so incredible, the reason why your business is growing, because you understand that everybody in this space can actually be in this space. It doesn't matter your race, age, gender, ability, and also from a diversity perspective. And I tell folks this, there is an amazing ROI. When it comes in the outdoor industry, there's an amazing ROI. And that ROI is return on investment for a lot of folks, but we call that return on inclusion. Because when you're working in different parts of the country, when you're working in different parts of the world, you talk about your captains there in that particular area. And by the way, I honeymooned down in Turks and Caicos, so I know that area very, very well. As a matter of fact, I got a shock when I got down to Turks and Caicos. When I got there, I'll never forget taking my bags from the plane, and I was sitting and I set my bags there for the guy to pick my bags up. And I remember he said, "Hey man, get your own bags." I said, I can't believe he said it. I thought I was someplace they're gonna pick it up for me. He said, "Hey man, get your own bags." I said, "All right, dude." So my point is that, you know, the diversity, particularly, I've seen the photos, Mike. I've seen the pictures that you posted there, and all the folks that are actually running that company down there and driving that company down there. Listen, folks, a lot of the folks look like Earl, okay? As a Black male, as a person of color, man, it's amazing to see that you are interacting with folks and knowing that at the end of the day, what we're driving here is we're driving the business, okay? So so it's, you know, and again, that goes on to the point I said earlier. Mike Hesse, we're friends, bro. You invited me to your wedding. I get to your wedding, and I meet a high school classmate that I had seen in 30 years at your wedding. My high school classmate that looked like me, right? At your wedding, dude. And it was crazy.
We couldn't have planned that. That was amazing. That was really awesome.
Right on. So again, I want to give you big ups, man, and big props, man. A lot of folks out here talking that talk. But my man Mike Hexen and Blue Ox is walking that walk, man. And, you know, so let me just bring this back to the folks, to the listeners, right? You know, mm-hmm. the show is called It's Bigger Than Camping. We have Mike Hesley here from Blue Ox. You know, Blue Ox is an amazing company located in Pennon, Nebraska. I've been out to their facility. A lot of cornfields out in Nebraska. I got to be frank with you. But I also went to Nebraska and Omaha area and got one of the dopest haircuts of all time out there. So I know there's some flavor out there, right? Talk about flavor, right? Talk about flavor and talk about the fact that, you know, Mike, we believe in families going into the outdoors. Mm-hmm. We believe in families taking their children in the outdoors. Talk about the experience of you taking your children out camping and maybe perhaps your parents taking you camping, you know. What did that experience do for you, brother?
So my dad got into the RV industry, right? He fell in love with it. He went all in. Yeah. Got a motorhome, right? So you got to understand, when we grew up, my dad didn't vacation, right? We didn't. But when we would go out on that RV, we were working, and I was working for him, so I was doing the same thing. But when we were able to take that family time to go out, it was some of the memories will never go away, right? Just being outdoors, being able to overnight, because, and then sometimes we didn't always sleep in the RV, right? Sleep outside in the tent. And it was just fun having friends along, getting to do those family things, being able to experience that has been amazing. And it's, you know, I don't camp as much per se today, right? Because we have, under the Hesse Enterprises blanket, we have Banner, we have six different companies. And we are, again, Blue Ox is what I'm most actively involved with, but we're pretty active owners. And we get out and about and stay very busy. We have thrown around some things though, Lloyd, kind of what I'm throwing around, and Paula may kill me if we actually ever do this. However, I want to get an RV. And I literally just want to travel around North America, seeing my customers. Like literally, that's what I want to do. Whether we're pulling a vehicle, using a travel trip, like depending on what you do, and you can just go to different areas. Why I say she would kill me is she grew up RVing. She loves it, right? If you were on here, she would, like, you're talking about some of the greatest memories of her life growing up going camping. But I drive a little aggressive. So she just can't imagine me cruising down the road in a large motorhome, towing a vehicle, passing people, right? So
that's where the rubber meets the road, baby.
It is.
That's where it meets the road.
It's, you know, when I get older and I start calming down, because, you know, I say older, I turned 50 this year. Right. And I say it all the time. Right. I turned 50. I'm going to live to be 100. And I'm never going to retire. So, you know, in the years to come, when we start, you know, yeah, I mean, because, hey, right. A lot of my competitors are very large. Right. They're publicly mm-hmm. traded. And I'm telling you right now, they may have all the clocks, but I got all the time. So we're going to keep growing in a big way. And at some point in time, when I get, you know, a little older and want to take a step back, we'll start doing some of that stuff. That's what I'm looking for, right? Getting the kids involved in the business, just all that good fun stuff.
Right on. You know, I think it's really important, Mike, that when you talk about, it really makes me happy, brother, when you talk about getting on the road and going to see your customers and going to see folks and really driving the business. That's how we built Black Folks Camp too, man. Mm-hmm. As you know, you've seen me out in driving the business, but you hadn't seen a lot of folks don't understand. We have an amazing team at Black Folks Camp too. We have some folks that are doing some incredible work, and we're in a pivotal time right now, particularly in the outdoor industry, particularly in the RV industry. We've said for many years that the way we change the outdoor industry is to invite and welcome more folks to enjoy the outdoor lifestyle, right? And we believe that we're moving the needle in a lot in that particular space, and we appreciate that. The one thing I wanted to share with folks as we're talking to my man Mike Hesse here with Blue Ox, and it's the Bigger Than Camping show here. It's Bigger Than Camping. It's always been Bigger Than Camping for me because at the end of the day, we're going to change the world one campfire at a time. As a matter of fact, you go to our website, Mike. You go to our website and look at awards. We won several awards, but there's one award that we're going to win, and we have it. We have a placeholder for it, and it's the Nobel Peace Prize. We're going to win that award because we are increasing unity in the outdoor community and beyond by inviting and welcoming everyone around the campfire and which we call the Unity Blaze, which is the campfire on our logo. And what's so cool about that is, Mike, and I'm sharing this with you, and you're about to go on that map, Mike, because you guys were early adopters of our company, and this is sort of a surprise to you, but we're about to add Blue Ox, Mike Hesse and Blue Ox in Pendleton, Nebraska, to our Unity Blaze map, because you all have actually gone through one of our courses. You've gone through that course with me personally, coming to keynote to you all, and I want to see you all on that map. And I bring that up because when folks on this call, when folks who listen to this podcast, when you go to our website, blackfolkscamp2.com, and you see and you go to Unity Blaze Partners, you're going to see a map. And that map there is going to show you all of the folks who are inviting and welcoming you to not only to recreate, but also to spend your money. Because these are the folks who have said that we want to see more folks in the outdoors that matter your race, age, gender, and ability. Mike, as we shore up this call and this conversation, I want to go back to a few things. I want to go back to the fact that, you know, Mike, you know, what you all have been able to do in your community is amazing. Can you expound on some of the things that you are doing right now in your own community where you all are and what that means to you, what that means to your family, and what that means to your children and the folks around you?
Absolutely. Well, and Earl, thank you again for all of that. I love you, man. And I really appreciate everything that you say about our company. We're just trying to do the right thing, right? And I can't tell you how much I appreciate everything, you know, all of our conversations over the course of the last 5 years and talking about how we're growing things, doing things. But to answer your question in regards to community, so my hometown is a town called Sioux City, Iowa. All right. Our plant's in Pender, Nebraska, 40 minutes south of Sioux City, Iowa. I grew up in Sioux City, Iowa. And I played high school and college sports, right? Basketball was my sport. And so I'm a firm believer that the youth today, like it was back when we were kids, we need to be busy. And if we're not busy, that's sometimes when we may get into trouble. So what I could see that the community needed was a youth sports athletic facility. That's actually where my offices are at. So I got built a 70,000 square foot youth sports facility, 5 basketball courts, 5 volleyball courts. It's got a dance facility. It's got, obviously we have lifting, weightlifting here. A whole bunch of different things, right?
Y'all got a dance. Back up, Mike. Y'all have a dance facility in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Arena dance. So it's.
Oh, I know it's going down in there. Man, can you, Mike? Can you dance? Can you dance, Mike?
I danced at my wedding, and that's
it. I did see you dance at your wedding, dog. That's now I know where you got it from. I was wondering. Okay, I got it. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off, but I needed to go back to that dancing part.
The biggest thing was we wanted to build something for the city. This was my way of giving back, right? And it wasn't just giving back with a facility. We have amazing people here that run this facility that are there looking out for the youth. And what we could see when we started this facility 5-6 years ago, I could see, and a lot of it was happening during COVID. And we had kids coming in. We allowed everyone to come in, right? Didn't matter. And a lot of those kids were there all day not eating. And I like that. It was like, we got to do something about this. So we actually started a foundation that helps kids, right? So we have a foundation now. So everyone can get into the arena, right? There doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter. Like you will be, no, we don't turn anyone away, right? We start a foundation that helps clothe, helps outfit our athletes that come in that can't necessarily afford it. And if we need to feed them, we're feeding them, right? So it's just one of those things where this is something we do to give back to the community. It's something that I'm very passionate about. We're one, helping the youth of our community become better at athletics. We're also involved. We run the football programs, baseball, everything. Like it's gotten very large in the community, and that's huge to me. But more importantly, is we're helping these kids get college scholarships, right? And I love that, and I love it because we have individuals that come in. They'll start working for us in high school, and now we're getting those kids or younger, and now those kids are coming through. They're going to college. They're coming back to work for us. Some are now even interning at Blue Ox, doing different things like that. So it's been really fun to see what we've been able to do for the community, and I honestly love it.
Well, Mike, I'm thinking about this, sir. I've heard everything you said over the last 30, 40, 50 minutes of our conversation, and Mike, the more and more and more I hear you talk, the more and more my admiration for you, my friend, grows, because you're an incredible guy. I've watched you work, man. I've watched you do things on not only just social media, but I've been in your presence when you've actually done the very things you're saying with these kids. I've been to that facility, right? I've been to that facility with you. We got an amazing photo there. I saw the work being done. So let's just go back for a minute as we shore up our call. You know, here's the CEO of Blue Ox, right? An amazing company in the RV industry. Have another amazing company over in Turks and Caicos. You guys have a foundation located in Iowa where you are feeding children, getting more children, more youth out actually in the gym, helping them with scholarships. And you have a dance facility there. So you're getting them a little rhythm too, getting them ready for TikTok, baby. your employees are incredible. You support an incredible company like ours, Black Folks Camp 2. You are doing so many other things out in the marketplace. Let me tell you something, Mike. I couldn't have thought of a better guest to invite and welcome on our third episode of It's Bigger Than Camping, our podcast. I couldn't have asked for a better person that understands how we need to increase unity in the outdoor community and beyond. And as I share that with you, Mike, I want to give you your last opportunity to share with the people what you're all about and how you want them to come and actually purchase your products, man. Let's just keep it real. We want folks to go out and be a part of Blue Ox. It is bigger than camping, but we also want to make sure we're driving the revenue. So, Mike, this is your 30-second pitch, my friend. Get it going.
My 30-second, Earl, again, thank you for everything. If you're looking for Blue Ox, again, the value add, the personal touch that we give, we're literally one of the last family-owned companies in the RV aftermarket space. We're here. When I give my card out, it has my cell phone number on there. I give that card to everyone. I don't care if it's an end user. I don't care if it's anyone. It starts at the top. And it's got to start at the top, Earl, right? And right. Our culture, it doesn't stop there. It goes all the way down to anyone who's working at Blue Ox or in any one of our companies. And again, biased, our products are value add and are better for the customer. We put them in the best possible products. So doesn't matter what you're looking for, whatever space, if Blue Ox makes it, it's going to be the premium product in the marketplace.
Right on. Well, listen, folks, like we said earlier, if you're driving down the highway or driving in a campground, you see a motorhome and a car being pulled behind it, think Blue Ox. If you see a truck that is pulling a trailer, a car, a vehicle, any vehicle is pulling an RV trailer and things of that nature, think Blue Ox and my man Mike Hesse. Listen, folks, we've come to the end of our show, but as I think Mike and Blue Ox, for his time and for the work that's being done, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you that this is It's Bigger Than Camping podcast. Here at Black Folks Camp 2, folks, we are proud, very proud to promote unity in the outdoor community and beyond. We're very proud of that word ROI, which means return on inclusion, because there's a huge return on inclusion. Folks, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for joining us here at It's Bigger Than Camping. It's Bigger Than Camping, because at the end of the day, we're going to change the world. One campfire at a time, folks. We'll see you another time.